The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to get to Attorney General Eric Holder, trying to get out of Dodge right now. And I say try him, convict him, and jail him, friends. Send the message that crime in our government will no longer be tolerated. And until that happens, you only encourage and add strength to tyranny by not dealing with him, friends. I wanted to highlight this really quick. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Good guy with a gun also stops an Islamic jihadist with a knife. Because yesterday in Oklahoma, a Muslim who was recently converted to the Muslim faith, you know, the religion of peace. Well, he attempted to convert his co-workers to Islam. He murdered one woman, and then he severed another woman's head.
Yep.
And what were you going to add on to that?
Yeah, basically, so he was shot after he beheaded the woman, as you mentioned. He attacked another at an Oklahoma food processing plant from which he had just been fired. He has regained consciousness.
Okay, wait a second. So he was shot by the cop to stop him from preventing any more murders.
That's exactly right.
So you deal, here again, you have a government that takes the murderer, puts him in a hospital, gets him back into health, per se, because he was shot a couple times.
Yeah.
And then they're going to charge him with crimes on Monday. Wait a second. Let's rewind that just a little bit. A Muslim man, goes into his place of, well, former employment. He got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And he kills one woman, and then he beheads another woman. Now, in the process of that, he was shot by a police officer, shot for the very purpose of stopping this criminal from committing any more crimes by protecting the people that he was attempting to kill.
Yeah.
So the government comes along, throws him in a hospital, gets him back to health, and then they're going to charge him on Monday. And then what will happen is he'll get three squares for, well, probably 7 to 10 years, and then they'll let him out to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. According to this, basically, the detectives and the police have interviewed him today. This is the day, okay? So Nolan, age 30, who beheaded one woman and attacked another.
I bet it was somebody else's fault that he got fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably someone else's fault, too, that he killed and beheaded a woman.
Oh, my goodness. He said that police basically said that Nolan will be charged with first-degree murder and assault and battery with a deadly weapon, and that he may also face federal charges. It's like, you think? They've already interviewed him and will be filing their charges.
But he's not a Muslim terrorist, is he? He's not a homegrown terrorist, is he?
He repeatedly stabbed a 43-year-old woman before Mark Vaughn, who is a reserve sheriff's deputy and the company's chief operating officer, shot him. So you look at me, even thinking about what you said.
A butcher.
Yeah, so he beheaded a woman. He's repeatedly
Where would he have gotten that from outside of what he's learned from the radical Muslims?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's stabbing another woman. So he gets shot and we nurse him back to health?
Yeah.
So we can
tell me that is not the sickest thing. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, a blow for a blow, a life for a life. Folks, let me tell you something. I've heard it said before. You know, an eye for an eye will leave the whole world blind. Who said that stuff?
Yeah, eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. Yeah. As Martin Luther King.
Yeah, but where did he extract that from? Yeah, that's right. See, that bothers me, right?
Right.
Because Scripture doesn't tell us that. An eye for an eye. Listen, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. See, that's perfect judgment. The way to put the fear of God in the face of the people is if you kill, You know what? You forfeited your life in the process. We used to do that in this country. Now those that want to kill, they're encouraged to kill because they know that the worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to end up in jail. Hanging out with a bunch of losers just like themselves and murderers and criminals just like themselves. Well, and they're going to be taken care of by the taxpayer. The taxpayers throughout the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, your money is aiding these crimes against heaven. I want you to understand that. Your tax dollars are being reallocated to take care of this man. What do you prefer? Do you prefer crime stops, or do you prefer to actually feed into it? Because that's what's happening in this country. And why wouldn't we? Because we know that the correctional facilities throughout the United States of America, man, that's a huge moneymaker. They make $64 billion a year.
Ugh.
Something's going on. You got slave labor going on. Oh, whoa, wait a second. Another show, another topic, but that's exactly what's going on.
I got to reiterate.
You're destroying yourself, friends. You got a hole in the boat, and you better plug the hole.
Okay, now I got to reiterate what you were saying about Nolan here, because you mentioned about where else would he be learning this from as far as beheading women and so on and so forth. Police asked the FBI to help investigate Nolan after coworkers told investigators he had recently started trying to convert several employees to Islam. He said police asked the FBI to look into Lewis's background because the nature of the attack, which followed a series of high-profile videotape beheadings by Islamic State militants. That's exactly right. Lewis said investigators learned that Nolan had attended a Muslim mosque in the Oklahoma City area, but that
they
did
always
not
tell
know
the truth.
But there's right there is where he getting this idea from, the religion of peace that chops off people's heads and stones their women for
you
fun.
You have a foreign enemy within this country, friends, that needs to be dealt with now. I don't care what they say, how they say it, the care organizations, that we can go to the Muslim radicals, these mosques being built across the United States, which, by the way, is a sign of conquering, for those that didn't know. But we need to deal with them, folks, because this is what's going to destroy us, the little leaving and the lump and the foxes that spoil the vines. Folks, it's not a Trojan horse anymore. They're doing this in the light of day. It's time to deal with the issues. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, Obama is using tax dollars to construct White House border wall. In other words, to defend him. Folks, if he was working for the American people, then why does he need to create a wall? Why does he need all of... We talked a little bit about this the other day. Why is it that he needs all these armed gunmen around him? Why does he need guys up on the top with RPGs protecting him if he was working with the people? Because we can go back into the 50s and we can see Truman walking up and down the street, friends, shaking hands at the constituents that he works for. We don't work for him. It's not a monarchy, friends. Why would he be protecting himself from we the people? Ask yourself that question.
Yeah, you know, I remember years and years ago when we visited the White House, we could walk right up to the gate. We took a picture right next to the front gate, right next to the front of the White House. No big deal. And then I remember not so long ago, we went to the White House. There was like these barricades. You couldn't drive so far. You had to go a certain way. You had to walk around.
Cops everywhere.
It was like, whoa, what just happened here? I remember when we used to go right to the front, and it was no big deal.
And you used to be able to go through his house.
That's right.
For some reason, that's not permissible any longer.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Tyrant in action. A tyrant breeding an administration, folks. Oh, is that way too out there? Is that rebelliousness, friends? No. Again, that's patriotism. Proven to be a faithful criminal with his little cronies under the Clinton administration, Attorney General Eric Holder has now been exposed once again by showing the American people how truly corrupt he is. If he is not stonewalling, then he is attempting to cover for some unlawful scandal this criminal administration has committed. I want to stop right there. You know how the conservatives are talking around the issues, right? Right? Rhetorical talk. You know, friends, that little doggy can't grab his tail, can he? No resolve. And we get two panels up there and they say, well, what do you think? And we go to the other side. Well, what do you think? Doesn't matter what we think, folks. We're not ruled by what we think. We're ruled by law. The empire of law, said John Adams. We're going to come right back to Holder, try, convict, and jail. On sonoflibertymedia.com.
You ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
one 866 233 0747. Make it applicable. Stay to the topic. 1-866-233-0747. Holder, try, convict, and jail him. Article 1, Section 3, United States Constitution. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office or honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted by law, once removed, shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Folks, it's being reported that Eric Holder is getting out while the getting is good. Now we're also being told that he may be promoted to the Supreme Court justice. Oh. As a Supreme Court justice. They always take everything that happens, and where there's a sense of judgment within the people expecting their government to do the right thing, they do the opposite. That proves the point of communism, friends, in the sense of a totalitarian government. They do the opposite of what they should do. Again, Isaiah 5 comes to my aid. They put light for darkness and darkness for light, sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet, evil for good and good for evil. This is exactly what these people are doing. He should be thrown in jail, not promoted. But they mean to promote this criminal, okay? Again, Holder knows the House is after him to produce his emails in the IRS scandal involving Lois Lerner. And he wants to get out now. And the possibility the Republicans, say they, control both the House and Senate after the November election, said Rep. Steve Stockman, representative from Texas. There are multiple sources that are reporting that Holder will step down as soon as a successor is confirmed, which means he could stay in office well into the next year, only to destroy. One source reported the Attorney General is adamant about leaving soon so that he doesn't end up staying in the job during the remainder of President Obama's second term. Holder's been keeping the lid on the IRS scandal so far. But I think Congress is going to find out there's been collision between Holder's Justice Department and the way the IRS investigation of conservatives have been pursued, he said. So again, friends, here we have Eric Holder, who's appointed to magnify the law against crime, but has instead repeatedly magnified crime against the law. For example, Wall Street, Wednesday, March 6, 2013, Eric Holder testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, implying that Wall Street tycoons are above the law, in essence giving them a license to plunder the American people. Holder's head of the criminal division did not prosecute a single Wall Street executive for the fraud that destroyed the economy. The record of Attorney General Eric Holder. Folks, a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Let me say that again. A threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere because it's injustice. Defense of marriage. Eric Holder has directed the DOJ not to enforce the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. In doing so, Holder has violated his oath of office and clearly shows his violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. Fast and Furious, as we all know, Eric Holder is guilty of putting thousands of assault rifles into the hands of the Mexican drug lords in an attempt to blame the American people for the crimes the administration and their officials are guilty of contriving and committing. And as a result, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed, along with hundreds of Mexican civilians, including teens at a birthday party and a Mexican beauty queen. As a matter of fact, the President of the United States even gone so far as to go over to Mexico shortly thereafter and literally blame the American people for the crimes that his administration contrived. Inciting domestic insurrection from without and within. Why do I say it that way? Because keep in mind, friends, he's also the one that is not addressing the border issue on the southern borders of the United States of America, thereby opening the door to America's enemies and allowing illegal immigrants to come over into the United States. But don't tell me I didn't tell you this a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, friends, that if Obama had so much support, then why does he need the illegals to come into America? Because in America, friends, he doesn't have the support that you have been led to believe. But he incites the Mexican people against the American people for the crimes he and his administration committed. They blamed you, and then he drops the southern border and says, no, come on into America. As a matter of fact, we'll even lure you in, we'll entice you in by giving you free this, that, and the other thing on the backs of the taxpayers. This is a tyrant, friends. Talking about the record of Attorney General Eric Holder, the criminal for who he is. I didn't say it. His record did and does. Black Panther voter scandal. Soon after being sworn in as Obama's Attorney General, Holder ordered the voter intimidation case against the Black Panthers during the 2008 presidential election to be dropped. Borakua, popular army clemency. The Canadian Free Press reported that against the express wishes of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, you know, folks, they love to condemn it in the North and promote it in the South, don't they? In many cases, the FBI and the CIA presently, not always, but presently have been proven to be the fox in the chicken coop. I'm just telling you this. The federal prosecutor and the victims of the Borakua Popular Army, at Holder's recommendation, Bill Clinton granted clemency to the 16 convicted terrorist group members. This has been going on for a long time, friends. And keep in mind, Attorney General Eric Holder was tried and true in his crimes towards the Republic under the Clinton administration. In the present, let me ask you, my friends, what administration does Barack Hussein Obama have under him? Clinton's. Hello? Hello? Now they're even talking about, folks, now they're even talking about this woman, Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary. running for president. Folks, you know what was interesting is I was at the Right to Life event in Georgia just the other day, and we were listening to a testimonial of a woman that used to work in Planned Parenthood. And she was like the salesperson of the year for Planned Parenthood. Good for her.
Yeah.
And she was rewarded with the Margaret Sanger Award. The Margaret Sanger is the founder of that organization. Yeah, her name was Abby Johnson. She's online?
No, he's just telling you what.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Abby's calling in right now. Her name was Abby Johnson. Thank you. And what's interesting about that is she, as a reward, was rewarded the Margaret Sanger Award. Margaret Sanger said the most merciful thing that one can do, a family can do, is kill one of its own infant members.
Yep.
She was awarded Margaret Sanger's, the award with her name on it, right?
Yep.
Well, guess who else is sitting at the table receiving an award? Hillary Clinton. Now, folks, if you haven't seen, this was my point, if you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, you need to understand that around Clinton's administration, during his incumbency, there was over 147 people that were murdered around and within his administration. Okay? And also keep in mind, this is a fact, going to Mena, Arkansas, friends, Bill Clinton was America's, he's been the greatest drug dealer America has ever known. Known. I didn't say that there wasn't others. Known. Check out Clinton Chronicles. And again, friends, keep in mind, they're attempting to push Hillary Clinton into the presidency. And you got the Republicans and conservatives blowing it in the wind,
yep,
as it's a good thing. And, talking about her, her surfaced record. They're not pulling the curtain back. They're not calling out the Clintons for who they really are. Of course not. We don't want to do that. We know he's an adulterer. We know he's a drug dealer. We know he has many murders around him. We know that during the Waco, Texas invasion, communistic style, we know that three of his personal bodyguards were shot by one of his own. The convenience.
List goes on and on.
Oh, Oklahoma City bombing. We had Ruby Ridge. It's like, whoa, folks. Whoa. This is some serious stuff. Going back to Eric Holder, what did you want to say?
I was just going to say about Hillary Clinton when you were talking about her. It's interesting because I was going through a checkout line at a grocery store, and they see that, the Time magazine, all the magazines they have out there, they have this stoic-looking presidential, upstanding citizen picture of Hillary Clinton. And it just goes to show you that how backwards the media is, judgment is turned backwards. They take people like Henry Kissinger, for example.
A pedophile.
Yep. And they praise him like, oh, they put birds in
the bees. He's also an enemy to the American military, by the way.
Of course. Yeah. So you take a guy of this caliber, then you take a Hillary Clinton and you put her on the front of Time Life like she's some American patriot.
Yeah, of course.
And you don't look
nothing
at the fruit
the
of their lives, yep, and what they have done to destroy this nation. It's enough to make anybody uproar, and the American people do their job and, like you said, kick these people out, try, convict, and jail them.
Yeah, well, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states the grounds for impeachment that all, not some, all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes. And listen to this, misdemeanors. Misdemeanors, friends. Article 2, Section 4. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 1-866-233-0747. Half hour left. Be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week, helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, folks. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves, and I'll tell you how, through a lack of gratitude, thankfulness for what's been given unto us. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And I want to remind my friends, you have foreign enemies because what you've allowed your representatives to do to foreign countries. We are called the great Satan for this very purpose. Again, we have no business allowing our representatives to go out there and police the world. It's not their job. Or form alliance with foreign countries outside of trade. And an encouraging word, friends, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams, Sons of Liberty, said that. Who else was a son of liberty? John Adams, Patrick Henry, John Hancock, James Otis. What were these guys? Well, they were the ones that would uncover what the tyrant meant to cover up through the scripture, along with the Black Robe Regiment. It's time to emulate our forefathers. And it's time to emulate the Christ, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ. That's what our forefathers did. And the Bible tells us in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, that we're to follow in their footsteps. Going back to Eric Holder and his crimes against we the people, I say, folks, try, convict, and jail him. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states the grounds for impeachment. All civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And since 1797, the House of Representatives has impeached 16 federal officials. So, America, you can do this. It's time to bind criminals such as Attorney General Eric Holder down with the chains of the Constitution and throw him in jail where he belongs. Bradley, that is so radical. Yes. Truth is.
I got to say something.
Oh, go.
Yeah, when you say
it better be just as radical as what I'm saying
it is
right
radical.
Now.
What's more radical? To actually bring down judgment upon a criminal who, because of what he has done, hundreds and hundreds of men and women have lost their lives.
That's right.
They've been violently murdered. Mexican drug lords have received weapons.
About Benghazi.
Yeah, forget about Benghazi. Yeah. Forget about that. Forget about the FBI. Forget
the
about
Black Panthers.
Forget about Black Panthers. Everything else. So what is it? What is mercy? Is mercy to bring down judgment upon the tyrant or the criminal who's acting accordingly?
That is a mercy to the people.
That's right. That's a mercy. Mercy to the victims who have fallen underneath what he has done.
Yes.
We show more mercy toward the tyrant and the criminal than we do for all the mothers and fathers and husbands and wives who have been bereaved of their children, their loved
Brian
ones.
Brian Terry's parents that question.
I mean, give me a break. So when
ask
we look
the Navy
and say,
SEALs that question.
So when someone wants to say, well, listen, that's a little extreme. No. Him arming Mexican drug lords and many people dying through Benghazi and the FBI scandal and IRS scandal and so on and so forth, that's extreme.
Yeah.
That's what we shouldn't tolerate.
It's very extreme.
Yeah, so turn the table
again. But here I can hear the professing church. Who are you to judge?
It's fruit has done the judging for himself.
It's just like Charles Spurgeon rightly said, speaking of spiritual matters to the natural. If you don't live for the blood, you're going to be judged by the blood.
Yeah.
Don't forget that, friends. Either you live for what men died for, or you tolerate the tyrant that tramples them along with you underfoot to destroy you. There's no gray area. Folks, again, let me say it. America is a government of the people, you and me, by the people. And by the way, good government, there's plenty of them there, friends. We're in this together. America is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Therefore, it is America's responsibility to hold our public servants to their oaths of office under the Constitution of the United States and the enumerated laws of our republic.
Because we love God, because we love our republic,
by this
because
we, know
we
that
love
we,
the people.
Yes, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And by this, the world will know that you're my disciples by the love that you have for one another. And what is that? John 15. That was John 13:35. Going over to John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. Why? Because we live unto Him who died for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, sisters.
Amen.
If we fail to do this, friends, our government will become a source of terror to all of its citizens and create a country where everyone lives in fear. Yeah. You are not to fear your government. Your government is to fear you.
That's right.
And the first fear is diabolical. The second is filial. Just wanted to share that.
Yeah, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty.
Oh, that's just so radical.
Oh,
it's about time we get radical.
You know, and I want to say this. Thomas Jefferson, he said this, experience hath shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations, or you could say usurpations, perverted it into tyranny. He said, the spirit of resistance to government is so valuable on certain occasions that I wish it to always be kept alive. So when we see violations against our Constitution, we need to have the spirit and possess the spirit of resistance to hold those men and women accountable so we can have liberty and justice throughout our land.
Yeah, what you're partaking with right now, my friends, is an exhibition of the spirit of Christ. The Bible says that the laws of God are written upon our hearts and our minds, the Holy Ghost bearing witness. And again, keep in mind, we are ardent. We are completely vigilant against that which put Jesus Christ up on the cross. We are completely vigilant to preserve the freedoms that have been given unto us through bloodshed. So just making sure you understand the spirit of what's going on here, because what we see in America from coast to coast is the fact that there's the love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. In other words, they tolerate the lawlessness. They're not magnifying the laws because they love. No. They're tolerating the lawlessness, and then they have the audacity to call it love, which overlooks judgment. And I say this, friends, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. That's stupidity. It's backwards. And this is what gives entrance to a tyrant. Exactly what you're seeing today. You show up, you mean, who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? Look at that board in your eye, Bradley. No. Let's keep in mind and keep in context. Jesus said, cast not that which is holy to the dogs. He was teaching us justice and judgment. But he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, for that is his message. And when you're born of the Spirit of God, then you have the Spirit to see.
Yeah.
Okay? And then he begins to expose the false prophets from the real prophets. Let's keep that in context. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyrants and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. And I'm about to show you that.
Yeah, when you say, you know, the whole, who are you to judge? When you look at that and you look at a man's life, for example, we're talking about Eric Holder, his fruit and what he has done is judgment enough. It's not judgment on our behalf to judge him just because. No. His actions and what he has done is the fruit on the tree. That's the judgment. It kind of goes along with, you know, when you pull back the curtain and the sunlight comes in and you see dust everywhere, you're not judging the room because you point out the dust. The dust was already there. All you're doing is pulling back the curtain and exposing what was already there. So in this case of Attorney General...
The commandment
General,
is a lamp, yeah, the law exactly. is light, and the reproofs and instructions are the way of life.
So if you look at this situation with Attorney General Eric Holder, it's not a matter of judging him. It's a matter of looking at the fruit
of
his
actions. Yeah, it is a matter of judging him. But it's a matter of enforcing the law to judgment to establish righteousness.
Right, but what I'm saying is it's a judgment not just because you feel like it. It's a judgment because of what his actions have shown us. He's already judged himself by his actions. All we're doing is exposing, like pulling back that curtain and letting the sun come in, the dust in the room. We're just exposing what he does, that he deserves judgment on account of his own actions.
Now, that's funny that you'd say that, because we were just talking about this yesterday, and someone said, you know, we're supposed to love the sinner and hate the sin. And folks, again, I'm not saying this to slap anybody, but most people haven't thought this through, so let me do it for you. God is angry with the wicked every day. That's why he sent forth his prophets, number one, is to point the way and give forth the message, just like the apostles did, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How are they to repent until you show them the Torah? The Torah, by the way, the definition means to point the finger, not to talk around the person committing the crime, but actually to deal with the person that chooses to commit the crime. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6, both Old and New Testament there for you, friends. Okay? When a crime is committed, you don't take, for example, if someone shoots somebody and kills somebody, you don't take the gun and throw it in jail. You take the gun that the criminal used in the process of making a bad choice, and you throw him in jail. So how can the act be apart from the actor when he chose to commit the act? Folks, that is completely unscriptural in every sense of the word. You are called. The church is called to judge. I just read the book of Corinthians. The church is going to judge angels, friends. And then they talk about that, how men are still yet carnal because they don't understand spiritual things. I'm not talking about sitting in Moses' seat and telling people what to do and not doing it yourself. I'm talking about practicing what you're preaching by the Spirit of Christ, bringing forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, to bring forth repentance, which only the Holy Ghost can do. But he needs faithful preachers to do just that. Don't lower the law and help dim the light by which man perceive their own guilt. No, turn the lights up, not down. And if they feel condemned because they choose to live in sin, you know what? That's the condemnation is that men love darkness rather than light, lest their deeds should be wrought in God. And reprove John 17, John 18, John 19.
And the condemnation comes because of their own choices.
Chapter 3, 18, 19, and go back to verse 17 as well.
Yeah, and the condemnation comes, like I said, because of their own choices. They're condemned of themselves because of what they have chosen.
Scripture tells us that God is angry with the wicked.
Every day.
Who are the wicked? Those that know to do the right thing and do it not. Everything that we do, my friends, is a choice. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that I have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Philsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Philsgang.com, Philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I know I do this quite a bit, but we're dousing you with so much information. And so if we didn't take your phone calls, I didn't do it because I'm an angry elf. I did get my coffee this morning.
That's good.
I just wanted to let you know it's really important that for the time that we have to get it out there. But it's always important to take your phone calls. We're on our last segment right now, and I want people to understand that we appreciate everything you do, what you've done, and what you are doing. Because, again, friends, I want you to remember that we can do this. I want you to go over to Sons of Liberty Media. We just picked up a brand new contributor, a columnist. His name is Kevin Shipp. And Kevin Shipp, my friends, is a former CIA officer. He was an officer in the CIA whose job was to include counterintelligence investigations, espionage investigations, searching for moles inside the CIA, counterterrorism center, so on and so forth. I mean, he's a great, great guy. He's a sweet man. I did a panel with him out in Atlanta, Georgia, about 3 months ago. Brand new contributor. He wants the American people to know the real story of what took place during Benghazi. Former CIA agent tells the real Benghazi story. He's not a pushover. He's a man of God. He loves God. And again, friends, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also got a brand new story out there, Hal Samuel Adams, again, Sons of Liberty. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. Just put up a brand new article this morning, how the Supreme Court is dancing with the devil. Again, keep in mind, their purpose as all judges within the United States is to apply and discover law, not to create or legislate law, okay? Another story, sonsoflibertymedia.com. A good guy with a gun also stops Islamic jihadists with knives. And it goes on and on and on and on. And again, as I've told you so many times, friends, and if we got new listeners, this is for you. Take my feet upon out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. That's what this website is designed to do, is to show you the problem, educate you, give you the knowledge as to how to deal with the problem. And as I always say again, friends, the hope is found in what you do with the truth that I'm giving you right now. But I'm not giving you my opinion. I always want people to understand that. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you our foundations, namely the Bible and our Constitution and what has been given unto us and what has held this nation under the grace of God for 239 years. I want to go another 239 years. And if there be trouble, let it come in my time, because I want to do what our forefathers did for us. I want to do it for our posterity. So we can do this. Let's do this, friends.
All right. Now, I got a couple of great quotes.
Okay, I want to
exactly what you were
just
saying.
So you know, Stephanie, for the sake of time, I know we're on our last segment, but I want to get How Could the Act Be Apart from the Actor by Charles Finney, the great awakening preacher.
Perfect.
Real quick.
I'm going to do three quotes.
Okay.
Number one.
Not four.
Three.
Okay, not two.
No.
Three.
Three.
Right in the middle.
Right.
Kick that
right.
football right down
That's
the
right.
center.
Three.
Sister.
One, two, three. I know exactly what I'm going for. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who stood up against the tyrant Hitler himself and his regime.
What is a tyrant?
Tyrant.
You know, anytime you stumble, I'm going to be right there to point
That's
it out.
It. I'm going to just bring that back at you. But you know, it's okay. I'm a little more forgiving than that.
You know, a crook that's, you know.
Yeah. You just did it.
I did.
Yeah,
a stick that's crooked is always shown by the straight one. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He said, we're speaking of justice and injustice, and Eric Holder, he said, we are not simply to bandage the wounds of victims beneath the wheels of injustice. We are to drive a spoke into the wheel itself.
Oof.
So we're not sitting there to bandage up, you know, the wounds of victims after they've been victimized. We're there to drive that spoke into the wheel of injustice itself, so it doesn't have the opportunity to leave anyone as a victim.
Amen.
All right. Now he says, silence in the face of evil.
By the way, for the victim, justice is a healing anointing.
It very much
is.
Very much is.
Okay.
Two more. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself.
Yep.
God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. He also said this, and you're just speaking of our posterity. If there's trouble, let it come in our time.
Yes.
He said, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children.
Bonhoeffer. I love it. I can imagine when he was live. I can imagine, Stephanie, when he was alive, that he probably endured a lot of persecution with the people that thought he was probably being judgmental back in the day.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
You know, but here again, how many years later is the American people and people all across the globe praising this prophet of God?
Yes. Yeah.
And I bet when he was alive, they were persecuting this man of God. Nothing has changed.
That's right.
It really hasn't. So let me go back to the how could the act be apart from the actor? Charles Finney said, the God hates the sin and loves the sinner thought is an astute concept. As he had written in The Guilt of Sin, God is not angry merely with the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Exactly. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at sin, yet not at the sinner. How foolish! He hates the theft, but loves the thief. He abhors the adulterer, but is pleased with the adulterer. Folks, this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no more moral character apart from the sinner. The acting and the actor is nothing apart from the actor. So the very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction done from the doer, but it is in the doer himself. Because it grieves and displeases God that a rational moral agent under his government should array himself against God and his Father. Against all that is right and just in the universe. Folks, this is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. So the Bible shows God is angry at the wicked, not with the abstract sin. Friends, what is hell for then?
Right.
People that what?
Violate the commandments of God.
Oh, yeah, and refuse to repent.
Yep.
So what was hell created for?
for sinners.
Well, maybe no. According to this theology, you just take the sin and throw that into hell.
Right.
But the sinner himself that chose to commit the sin, he gets to go into heaven and hang out with Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, how foolish, friends. Because if the wicked turn not, God will weigh his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready to shoot, not at the sin, but the sinner. The wicked man that hath done the abominable thing, this is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on the subject. Common sense. And I hear this quite a bit. But the act is apart from the actor, you know. We're supposed to love the sinner, but we're supposed to, we're supposed to love the sinner, but we're supposed to hate what he does. And because you believe that, now you have a government that acts in such a fashion that it actually even takes a Muslim that just, severed the head of a woman and, they're showing him mercy rather than mercy upon the victim. I wonder if this guy that just went and stabbed that woman to death in Oklahoma and, severed the head off that innocent woman, I wonder what they're going to do with him. I wonder if they're just going to, rehabilitate him and just tell him, what you did is slap his hands and say, that's a bad, bad thing, what you did. We're going to let you go, but we're going to deal with the dangerous ideologies that you chose to obey. Folks, give me a break. Think. America, think. This comes to my aid is the man that was in hell. Once he got there, he didn't believe in hell. But once he got there, friends, I'll tell you what, he believed in it. Hey, send that poor man Lazarus back to me and just have him get me some water and cool my parched tongue. And the Lord said to him, hey, listen, you had your chance, you had your opportunity. If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Because if you remember right, the man in hell that didn't believe in hell or in heaven, because if he really believed in hell or heaven, if he really believed the word of God the way that he claimed to believe in, he probably wouldn't have ended up in hell. But we can see through Scripture, he didn't act on what he said he believed.
That's right. He would have lived his life accordingly.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And now it's too late. And now he wants the Lord to go warn his brothers that this place is real. But it was after the fact. Why did he end up in hell? Because he chose to go to hell. And I want to remind people, too. I'm not a hellfire preacher. And I want to tell you why I'm not a hellfire preacher. Because it's not in the word of God. Hell is reserved for those that fail to repent before God's moral law. That's what that's for. Jesus tells us in Luke 12:4 that we're not to fear hell. He's talking about not even fearing man, but I bring in to the equation hell, if I might. I speak as a man, if I'm in error, Lord, but I'm going to bring it in there anyways. We're not to fear hell. And by the way, in America, we fell for this doctrine too. That's why we have so many people out there with fire insurance. They live the way they want to live because they're taught a false grace and they think they're going to heaven when they die. Where did you read that? Because that's not in my Bible. We're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. But again, friends, what is hell there for? It's reserved for those that violate God's moral law. It's reserved for those that did not repent for a just and a holy God. First and foremost, the habitation of God is righteousness and judgment. The very habitation of his throne is righteousness and judgment. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Psalm 97. We serve a judge, friends, first and foremost. And the only thing saving us from the wrath of God is being found in Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. But again, I'm not a hellfire preacher. I'm just telling you that we're to fear God, not hell.
That's right. Fear not man, but he.
How many times have you heard people, I was afraid of going to hell, man. I got saved. No, you didn't. You got it upside down.
That's right.
And that is not a scriptural conversion whatsoever.
Your motive for your salvation should be that you see your sin before a just and a holy God, and you see the sacrifice of Christ on that cross for you. And because you see that sacrifice, you repent of your sin, and you live your life out of love
and let me
for
give you
he who gave his life
a proper
you.
Understanding. I deserve hell, friends. But I want to do everything while I live in this life to please my Heavenly Father. The rest is up to God. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya!
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.